Family Association.
Hey, good morning again, everybody. Well, I guess I should say good afternoon to those of you listening in the Eastern time zone. The rest of the country still morning.
I was wondering if they could tell us how the last hour went. How did 11 to 12 go? Because we haven't done that yet. So
Steve Jardaw with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Tim, Walker, and Ray. You know what? I always wondered about the lives of those people who live on border on the timeline.
Yeah. So, right?
You know?
Like the international dateline?
Well, no. I'm talking about like if you live on the Alabama-Georgia state line and you have to go back and forth between Eastern and Central time zone. Ray, you ever done that before? That kind of...
It's confusing just to pass through there, right? You can be traveling, on a road between two states, right on that line, and have to change your clock or change your watch every 15 minutes.
Right. And if you live on a time, I'm trying to think of some. Then you got to pick the kids up from school, but you got to leave 2 hours ahead of time.
If you're flying from Atlanta to Birmingham, your plane might land before it takes off.
Right. Duly noted, Steve. That's probably true.
I know. That's a little Twilight Zone thing there.
Absolutely, because I think it's only 30 minutes from I've flown that flight before from Atlanta to Birmingham. What's this cruise ship situation?
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, so this coronavirus, we don't know quite yet if it is the coronavirus, but a passenger on the Costa Cruise on a Costa cruise ship is being held in an Italian port with 6,000 passengers and 1,000 crew, which are not being allowed to get off the boat because they are fearing that it is part of the coronavirus and they don't want Italy to be overwhelmed by this coronavirus.
Right, you see that?
I'm looking at it right now. Number one, that's a huge, that's an enormous, that's one of the new class of mega cruise ships. You got 7,000 people on there.
Yeah.
And we all think, being on a cruise ship would be fun. I should talk. I was on one about 7 or 8 days ago in the Caribbean, so it's wonderful. It's a fantastic vacation. But then what do you do, Steve, when you get back to port and you're ready to disembark and suddenly the officials say, you're not going anywhere?
I was on a Caribbean cruise like you did, Ray, and I have never felt so compassionate about my daughter, who was, I'm going to say, 14 at the time, because this was the time when it wasn't the coronavirus, but there were other flu-like things breaking out on ships, and they were very careful. Well, Megan got sick one night. It was because of something she ate, but they didn't know it, and they quarantined her to her cabin for 2 days. Yeah. Hmm. Now, this wasn't a balcony cabin. This was an inside cabin.
Mm. And those things are really, 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 really small too.
Wow.
And I just felt, she was sick, so she didn't want to be outside the room anyway, but I felt so terrible for her.
Yeah, the difference here, and some people, I was wondering myself earlier this week, what's the difference between this and the flu? And there are some differences from a medical perspective, but this is a relatively new virus. That's why it's called the novel coronavirus. Is because it's new. Many doctors have never seen anything like it, so people are still trying to figure out. Doctors are how to treat it,
right?
And if there's a cure, a vaccine and things like that to treat it with.
What's by the way? Occasionally, I delve into dark humor, and this is really not dark humor, but the coronavirus—is that what they call it?
Yes,
right.
Okay, people. There are a lot of people doing Google searches because they think it's related to the beer.
To the beer.
Oh, man.
You see that, Ray?
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, that's not even human. That's just a fact.
I saw a joke on, speaking of that, I saw it was a meme on Twitter, it was a joke about how Corona is changing its name to Ebola Light.
Ebola Light.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Where did you see that?
It was on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a satire, but they were saying, breaking news, Corona beer is changing its name to Ebola Light.
Okay. Still a deadly virus, but with half the calories.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But these poor people, 7,000 people stuck on a boat. Now, it does look like most of them have balconies.
A lot of them do, but yeah.
In Italy.
And they're just one passenger, but
you know what?
Evidently, just one passenger from China that was, of course, which is where all this started, has come down with flu-like symptoms, and because of that one passenger. And you know, Steve, you got to get on a cruise. You're packed in there together, right?
Yep.
So the possibility of a virus spreading on a cruise ship,
right.
That's a really big deal.
Which is why they quarantined my daughter for 2 days, because that, you know.
This is probably going to temporarily hurt the cruise business.
It's hurting a lot of things, actually. The U.S. economy, a figure came out that it grew by 2.6% in the last quarter, and it's already being affected. They say it's down because of concerns of the global economy. China's economy is taking a big hit. And when China's economy takes a big hit, the world takes a big hit.
Yeah, they're having to shut down manufacturing plants where you got hundreds of workers in close proximity.
Our stock market has been tied to this virus for the last week or so.
Well, let me ask you this in all seriousness. Is it, I know you're not a doctor, Steve.
But I read up on it a little bit,
You did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
Yes, I did.
Right.
Last night. I'm going to ask you this. What is the big concern about this particular virus? Why is this different than, I mean, the flu's going around right now, killing as many people as this virus. Why is this getting such international attention?
A, because it's new, and B, because it tends to attack, it will attack in the lungs instead of attacking in the nose and the sinus cavities where you usually get a cold and the flu starts. And so older people and younger people and people with compromised respiratory systems are particularly at risk. Three, it is reportedly hard to treat with antibiotics. Well, it's a virus, so antibiotics aren't going to be helpful. They just don't have a way to treat it at this point. So,
One last thing is that, you know, with the flu and with other, you know, bacterial things that spread through the air and stuff, you come down with the symptoms. If you get infected, you come down with the symptoms pretty soon. I mean, with a day or two, you start showing signs of the illness. But they're saying with this, on some of the studies that are being done in real time, that somebody could carry this for like a week or two.
And be infectious.
Yeah, and be contagious.
Contagious.
And not even know that they
have no idea.
Themselves.
And then Which 2 weeks later, they start showing symptoms.
Oh, really?
And they've already been around people for 2 weeks.
Which is why this one is spreading. They're concerned with the spread of this because people don't know they have it and they're giving it to other people at this point.
Now, we had they flew some Americans out of this. Out of this city in China, right?
Out of the province, yes.
And they went to Alaska.
They stopped in Alaska. They were screened in China. They were screened in Anchorage, Alaska, where the plane landed. And then they were going to fly to Ontario Airport in Southern California. They were diverted to a Air Force base that's close, and they are being quarantined for I don't know what the amount of time is. There's a couple hundred Americans that they're going to quarantine at this Air Force base until they know that they're clear of the virus.
Yeah. Have there been confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S.?
There have been, and the last number I saw was three. It's, you say five now?
Yeah.
It's in the low. It's low at this point, but again.
But like you said, the scariest part of all that is you don't know you have it. It doesn't show it, you know, for what, 10, what did you say, 2 weeks?
You can go a week or two.
A week. I've heard a week, yeah.
So you could be spreading it to hundreds of people.
Sure.
Hypothetically, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Sure.
And that's what makes it a different animal. I mean, the flu is arguably, I mean, you look at the numbers, the flu is just as deadly as this virus.
In fact, if you heard our newscast at the top of the hour, Rusty Pugh played a thing about the virus, and then he gave the numbers, thousands of Americans die each year from the flu.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
it's one of those things where with the flu, it's been around so long that we've, I guess you could say, become desensitized
to
the gravity of it.
Yeah, you get a flu shot every year, right? You can't. Yeah.
So basically, you don't want to be around people in too close proximity, right? Are you?
If they've been to an area where this has been.
So you're telling me that I need to golf.
That's right.
By yourself.
For a couple, with friends who have been tested.
Right. That's right. And stay on the greens and on the fairways because you can't, you know, the clubhouse and work and that's, home is,
you know,
is
what?
Too close to people.
You are about to convince me, right? I think that's the safest place for me.
Tim, that's why I'm here in Kansas City. I'm not sure about you guys.
Okay. Okay.
The truth comes out.
That's there you go.
All right. So, all right, Steve.
I'd like to think that I am bringing our listeners quite a public service when I bring them, which I have been doing now for a couple weeks, from the files of Get to Know Your Democrat Candidates, because I think it's important that people know what they're going to get when they get a Democrat, if they get a Democrat president. I'm going to start. I have two this today. I'm going to start with Elizabeth Warren. This is going to be cut 16, Brent, who was at a town hall in Iowa talking about how she would pick her Secretary of Education.
Because it came from a young trans person who asked about a welcoming community. And I said, it starts with a Secretary of Education. And I said, I'm going to have a Secretary of Education that this young trans person interviews on my behalf. And only if this person believes that our Secretary or Secretary of Education nominee is committed to creating a welcoming environment, a safe environment, and a full educational curriculum for everyone, will that person actually be advanced to be Secretary of Education?
So some young transgender person is going to have the final say-so on a Secretary of Education. They want a full curriculum, which means it's going to be everywhere.
Well, talk okay, about...
Whose voice was
go
that?
Ahead, Ray.
Okay, who was saying that?
That was Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about delegating duties.
Right. Right.
And well, then this whole LGBTQ, and especially the trans thing, that's going to be a big deal for the Democrats. They're all in on pushing this stuff. And the trans thing's the latest fad.
Mm-hmm.
For them and Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, former Vice President, said the other day that was the trans is short for what?
Transgender.
Transgendered. Yeah.
What's a transvestite then?
It's an old word for well.
Same thing.
A transvestite is someone who dresses. I believe it's like a cross dresser, someone who dresses in the opposite.
Right.
That may be different than a transgendered.
Yeah, the understanding or the definition of transgender is very woke these
days. Well, anyway, he was saying that transgendered was the civil rights issue of our time.
Right.
This is how out of touch Joe Biden is. And the Democrat Party, in my opinion, with the average American.
Sure.
Well, in fact.
We're wanting to compare men who think they're women with the struggle of African Americans, really, to become full citizens in our country. That's what we're supposed to liken this to, says Joe Biden, basically.
Let me tell you how much this has become invasive in our nation. This is a story out of Iowa. I want to introduce you to a man, a 23-year-old convicted child molester named Joseph Matthew Smith. According to a state expert, Joseph Smith molested as many as 15 victims ranging from age 1 to age 13 before he was sentenced to prison in 2015. His prison sentence is about to be up, and they want to commit him to a housing place for what is called a Cherokee Civil Commitment Unit for sexual offenders. But you know what? In prison, he decided he wanted to become a woman, that he was transgender. And so they say, well, women don't commit those kind of things, so he's no longer considered a threat, and they're going to let him go. He served his prison time, and he'll have to wear an ankle bracelet.
I didn't hear you right. That, what?
Yeah.
Huh? You're telling me?
Unbelievable.
Well, then more of these people are going to...
You
try
know,
that, try it, that if, your lawyer's going to say, hey, man, you need to become a woman.
Is it between that and life in prison? I can see a lot of people saying that. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. I wonder if it's going to come up in a broad, general, popular way soon. this idea that you can identify as a choose your sex mm-hmm. to identify, right?
Yeah.
Male or female. And some airlines now are, you know, when you buy an airline ticket, they ask you in their male, female.
Right.
They always have for their manifest, I guess.
They just don't want to see old men next to young children. I mean, honestly, that's why. Yeah.
Okay,
have you ever been on a plane where they've sat you next to a little girl or a young girl?
I don't remember that.
I don't think you will.
But anyway, they ask you male, female, and they still do.
Sure.
But now they're saying you can, they're going to put a box in there saying you can, what? I don't want to say.
Other.
Anyway, which begs the question to me, what's the point of asking in the first place if you
right.
if you can just
right.
yeah, that's true.
Choose something that's not correct? But here's what I want to know is, seems to me like the logical next step here is, if our society, I mean the elites and the psychological community and the business community, if they're going to accept the idea, the medical community, the idea that you can self-define
mm-hmm.
your sex,
mm-hmm.
your gender, and the world has to pretend you are what you say you are, even though you're not, okay?
Right.
Then why can't you say, and I'm not kidding about this, I know people say, well, you're jesting. Well, maybe I am a little bit, but the other day there was a police officer in Miami.
Yeah,
and he was testifying about something he was in trouble for with the department. Oh, I know what it was. He said I am a African American. Well, he was white,
mm-hmm.
but he said I identify as a black person, I'm an African American. You need to treat me as such, right? So people were laughing that off, but I was going, wait a minute, hold on.
Right.
If you can have male parts and say you're a woman, okay? If you can do that. And then the world's supposed to treat you seriously, or else they're a hater and they're a bigot. Mm-hmm. Why can't you? What's the difference, Ray? Between why can't I say that I am a African American?
There's no difference. You can, if you push this to the extreme, you can say anything you want and identify as anything you want. It's a form of insanity, isn't it? Not just
yes.
moral, it's cultural insanity that we permit this to happen in our society, or really maybe more like cultural suicide. This is what you do when you have lost, untethered society from any sense of moral truth or reality.
Why do you think that is, Ray? Everybody knows that Bruce Jenner is Bruce
right.
Jenner.
Right,
but we're supposed to pretend like he's Caitlyn,
right.
and call him that, or either we're transphobic. Why do you think it is insanity? But why do you think we're supposed to buy the cultural elites say we're supposed to buy into it?
We've completely lost any sense of truth.
Yeah.
We don't believe in truth anymore. Therefore, to be a man is whatever you say it is. To be a woman is whatever you think it is. And there's no real difference because there's no truth underneath it. Every man is his own god. Every man does what's right in his own eyes. It's total cultural chaos. And we're just seeing this thing that's happening, Steve and I, with just an extreme. I'm afraid this is going to become more and more common.
Well, it is. And in fact, there's a penalty for those of us who want to insist on biblical sexuality, on science, on reason, if we don't go with the general welfare, the general knowledge, whatever's popular knowledge and culture, we're going to pay a price eventually. It was interesting. Attorney General William Barr was having an interview with Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York. And in this interview, he said the reason that the founders had limited government was because they were putting a government in place for people of faith, a religious people who more or less understood morality and would live by moral codes and would be able to govern themselves. So the government did not have to be hands down or hands on all the time. We can do ourselves. We can be just and right and moral in ourselves, at least when the founders founder of the country. And then he went on to say this. This is cut one.
I feel today religion is being driven out of the marketplace of ideas, and there's a organized militant secular effort to drive religion out of our lives. To me, the problem today is not that religious people are trying to impose their views on non-religious people. It's the opposite. It's that militant secularists are trying to impose their values on a religious people, and they're not accommodating the freedom of religion of people of faith.
Again, that was William Barr, the Attorney General
of the United States.
Had you heard that, Ray?
You know, what a tremendous statement that he has made. Thank God for a man with that kind of courage in that position to say those things. But he's right. Christianity and religion in a broader sense is people of faith. People of faith are under attack in our culture.
Yeah. And William Barr gave a great speech at Notre Dame University a few months ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Last fall, I guess it was, where he said, in essence, the same thing in a more detailed way.
Mm-hmm.
What's good about William Barr, our Attorney General, he understands what's going on here in terms of the culture war and the spiritual war that's going on here. And it's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple minutes. Steve.
Okay, this is the second in the installment today of Know Your Democrat Candidate. And so we're talking about Joe Biden here, and we have to pay special attention to who his vice president is. And he says we have to pay special attention to his vice president. I want you to hear why. This is cut three.
I can think of at least eight women, at least four or five people of color, that I think are totally qualified to be Vice President of the United States, but for me, it has to be demonstrated that whoever I pick is two things. One, is capable of needing to be a president, because I'm an old guy. Okay? No, but I'm serious.
Yeah. They've got to be immediately capable of being president, because I'm an old guy. I could die in office.
Right.
Wow.
Joe Biden's just the gift that
keeps on giving.
Isn't he?
Oh, my word.
And then he goes, no, I'm serious.
No, I'm serious.
Right. Well, he is right. He is old.
He's just making ads for President Trump.
Yeah.
He's just making them. They're not going to have to create any. They're not going to have the President Trump's television ad campaign team sitting around going, come on, guys, give me some ideas here.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, all we do is we take whatever Biden says today,
we
put it up.
That's right.
Yes.
Put it out there. It's going to be interesting to see. The one thing we don't know is who's going to be the Democrat nominee. I will tell you this, the Democrat establishment in this country is terrified of the idea of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Being their candidate, because they know what that would be a big, big loser in many, many ways for the Democrat Party.
Elizabeth Warren is right with him.
Yeah. Yeah. But so we will be following that story. But and there is a war going on between the, quote, progressives with Sanders and the Biden establishment, and it's getting ugly.
Yep.
We'll see you back here to Trivia Friday tomorrow, folks. We'll have some fun. We'll see you then.